You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Dr. Patricia Witherspoon. She is the Dean of the Liberal Arts College. We also have Vincent Burke from the Department of Art and Michael Pitcher, and he is with technology, and he's going to tell us a little bit about some interesting things that are going to be happening with technology and with your smartphone, with your computer, anything that you want to use, but it's going to be really exciting. And we're talking about the open house. As you all know, we're celebrating our centennial. And first of all, we'd like to congratulate the Lady Miners for beating South Dakota. South Dakota played a very tough game, so congratulations to them as well. Dr. Witherspoon, Michael, Vincent, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Witherspoon, let's talk a little bit, first of all, about the open house that is going to be happening April 10th through the 12th.
This is a campus-wide event. As far as we know, the first time that we've had this extensive an open house here at UTEP. We thought we'd have an event like this as part of the centennial. All the colleges are involved. Multiple departments are involved. Athletics. We'll be selling food on campus. The bookstore will have several different locations. This is just an open house. You know, in the dinner theater, when the hostess comes out, she sometimes said, "Dear friends, the house is open." Well, April 10, 11, and 12, to our friends, to our alums, to students throughout the region, our house will be open, every corner of the campus.
And it may be a 100-year-old house, but it looks awesome because a lot of things have changed. And you and I were discussing since, how long have you been here now?
I came here in 2000.
Okay, so things have changed a lot, and even in the last 2 years.
Absolutely. In fact, we have several new buildings that individuals will be able to go through. There'll be tours of buildings, tours of labs, tours of classrooms, people in classrooms giving lectures that you can sit in on. And the campus transformation, of course, is underway. It's going to build a beautiful inner campus. And as one of our events during the open house, we actually will have a peek at the campus transformation by the dinner theater. There'll be, and this will be in the brochure that people will get when they come to campus, people will be able to look out over the campus transformation and actually get a visual tour by some of our staff about the transformation and what it's going to include.
Now with us, as I mentioned, are Vincent Burke and Michael Pitcher. And let's start with you, Michael, because technology has a lot to do with a lot of the changes that we have here at UTEP. People come to UTEP now and they don't recognize it, not just because of the buildings, but because the technology has changed so much and people can get apps on their phones, on their tablets. And you've developed a special little map to help people during this tour.
Actually, yeah. One of the things that my team's developed is something called UTEP Maps. And it's going to allow visitors during the open house and during any other day to actually find their location on campus and find a route to the next location, whether it be one of the events that's happening during the open house or a building, or even students that are coming for the first day of classes to find out where their courses are, where their actual classrooms is. In conjunction with that, my team's also developed something called Miner Memories, which are video booths on campus that will be recording short minute, minute and a half, 2 minute clips of important memories or important events that alumni or community members or current students, faculty, and staff have had about UTEP. And all those are going to be compiled into this digital tapestry that kind of tells UTEP stories through your individual stories and your individual memories into this is a sneak peek at UTEP as a collective. And so it's very interesting. It's going to be fun. During the open house, we're going to be showcasing a lot of different technologies. We're experimenting with Google Glasses and a wide range of other technologies, and people get a chance to actually come play with them, see what technology in the classroom is today.
When you're talking about the different memories, are you talking about like some of those little booths that they have at the mall where people can take their picture? And
yeah, that's very similar to the booths at the mall. The part during the open house that everybody's going to get to interact with are basically kind of like these interactive photo booths like you'd see at the mall. They're like these kiosks. They're going to be at the various locations across campus. And you basically just go up and you can either choose to take a photo and take a photo of you at a specific key point at UTEP that's very memorable, or you can actually record a minute to 2 minute video and actually tell your story about a memory that you had at UTEP. And all these get compiled behind the scenes. They get sent to web database. And what happens is we're going to take a look at those. We're going to put them all together. And then in about a day or a couple days after the open house, you're going to actually be able to see these stories populate on a web. And there's going to be an app that's out on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store that will actually download all these memories onto your phone. And you can see not only your memories, but everybody else's memories and how they tie together and tell a story.
And some of these memories, are they going to be sort of like what Keith Erickson and Norma and I did as far as minor minutes, looking at back at the 100 years?
Yes. We're actually taking everything that was done for the centennial stories and the minor minutes, and those are all some of the starting foundation stories that are going into the minor memories digital tapestry piece. And then we're connecting other pieces from the community and students and staff and everybody at the open house into that to build this story of who UTEP has been in the past 100 years and who UTEP's becoming in the next 100.
And have you ever had a dream of being a disc jockey? I think we're going to have a similar thing here at KTP where you can take your picture as a disc jockey or in the studio. So if you want to be Wolfman Jack or Larry Lujack or Dick Clark, Alan Freed, and I'm probably naming names that people don't remember, but since it's been 100 years, some of them may.
I'll be here. I'll be here.
Okay.
For that.
All right.
I'll be Wolfman Jack.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Now let's talk to Michael Pitcher. Let's talk a little bit about the Department of Art and what you all are doing. And, you know, a lot of people, when they think of art, they automatically think of an art museum like Van Gogh, who is my favorite. And then when they think of college or some of the more modern art places, they think of what? That's art. But art is art. And you all have a variety of art and very talented students, very talented artists, and you have a lot of stuff that's going to be shown off.
You know, we do. That's right. One of the most important events that we have every year is our annual Juried Student Art Exhibition, and that's taking place right now at the Rubin Center. And we fly in two curators, usually top curators from sometimes around the world, to come in and jury our student works. It's a big competition. And so those works right now that have been accepted are on display at the Rubin Center. So it's a great honor for our students to have their work displayed at the Rubin. We're going to have an awards ceremony. There's a ribbon cutting that I'm going to do at 4 p.m. to the Rubin Center, and you'll see all the award winners on display there. And in conjunction with that show, the Rubin Center is also sponsoring a show titled 10 Squared, 100 Artists Celebrates UTEP Centennial. We invited 100 artists with special connections to our programs to be featured in the project space. We commissioned a selection of original artworks by visiting artists, UTEP faculty, outstanding alumni, local artists from the El Paso and Juarez region. In May, we're going to auction off those artworks to support the programming of the Rubin Center, but they're all on display right now, really beautiful works of art. I'm also excited about this. We went through our archives in the art department and found many, many old photographs of the history of the art department and the Rubin Center. And so those are on display, which is really exciting for us to see our long history here at UTEP. And then in between the Rubin Center and Fox Fine Arts, we're going to have some live music. And then we're going to encourage people to come over to Fox Fine Arts where we actually make all of this artwork. We're throwing open all of our doors, all four floors to all of our studios, painting, ceramics, sculpture, metalsmithing, printmaking, art education, museum studies. And we're inviting everybody to come in, tour the facilities. We do have some activities that people can actually get their hands dirty. It's going to be a great event, great celebration of arts. There's going to be artwork everywhere. It's going to be fantastic.
One of the things I mentioned is the fact that some people have a misconception or stereotype of the type of art done on a university or by college students. So what kind of art are they going to be able to see?
You know, one of the things that I appreciate and love about our department is that we value tradition, but we also are looking forward. So we have this great combination where we learn skill, but then we also push concept. So you're going to see a whole range of artworks from really contemporary kind of video artwork to some maybe more traditional portrait work and painting. It really runs the whole range of different forms of expression. And we encourage, you know, we don't necessarily pigeonhole our students and ask them to express themselves in one way only. We're very open and we want to, we always encourage freedom of expression in our department.
And I guess in your department and in general, art is a misconception because we can say that what I'm doing right now is an art.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about some people doing something else as an art.
Mm-hmm.
So art can be looked at many ways.
Yes, absolutely.
Like you just mentioned video.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's also changing all the time, right, how we define art. And some of this is up to the viewer, right? So I think if you have that intention, then I think you can push it as far as you want to go.
Now, I see here also, Dr. Witherspoon, that there is going to be a film shown at the Centennial Museum with a new documentary about UTEP by Hollywood producer and distinguished alum Henry Cohen.
Yes, Hank Cohen is going to be here, and he has put together a documentary honoring UTEP. He, of course, is a distinguished alumnus, and he will be showcasing that. It'll be shown first in the public, I think, on Friday, and at different times throughout the 3 days. And we're very, very proud of the fact that Mr. Cohen has done this for UTEP and looking forward to seeing it.
Mike, tell us a little bit about some more things that you've done as far as technology that people can look forward to when coming here and going, wow, I've never seen that before.
Well, we're kind of opening all the doors to the behind the scenes of our classrooms to how does it work from mixers to podcasts to making movies to digital photography. Anything that does with technology, we're going to try to have as many hands-on exhibits as possible so you can not just see how it works and how it works in our classrooms, but actually kind of become the technologist behind the scenes, and we'll take you through it and show you, like, this is how it really, really works and get you the hands-on experience. And so if you're 5 or if you're 95 or if you're somewhere in between, you're going to get an experience that like no other for the open house weekend. So come and join us.
What's interesting is you said if you're 5 or whatever, it seems like some of the younger people know more about social media than we do.
They do. Actually, it's kind of scary because I was at home the other day and my kids were like, hey, how do I share this and how do I Facebook this? And I was like, whoa, wait, you're like 6. What's going on? But you know what? I mean, technology is in everything nowadays. And so our goal is really to kind of get everybody hands-on experience from the kids that know it really well to kind of impress them and say, wow, this is what I can expect when I get to UTEP, to our returning students, or as my kids say, our grandparents, who may have not had a lot of hands-on with technology, but to kind of give them something to take away that when they go and tell their grandkids, hey, I did this, they're like, wow, my grandma or my grandpa did this. That's impressive. I don't even know how to do that. And so that's kind of what our goal is.
My father is a Facebook big-time user, and he's always calling me sometimes, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I go, Dad, I don't think I know how to do that. But he figures it out.
Exactly.
So because social media is here now, we have complained in the past about how some of our students, our young people don't read anymore, don't listen to the news, aren't familiar with, as you mentioned, some of your references with art forms. But social media has changed all that. And now through Facebook, they're exposed to all that. And sometimes they're not forced, but they read the news and know what's going on via Facebook. Now, you have to be careful because not everything is documented yet.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I think that's one good thing about this 3-day, because students, people of all ages, will be able to come on campus and engage in demonstrations, see videos, have hands-on experiences, whether it's in engineering or in communication in the studio, with looking actually at how Twitter and Facebook and Instagram are done and produced. And it's an opportunity to get out and walk on campus and see the many, many colleges and departments and what they have done in the last 100 years and how far we've come in the last 100 years and how ready we are for the next 100 years.
Michael, if you would give us a website that people can go to perhaps find out more information about this or look at some of the events.
Well, the biggest one I would give is the utep100years.com/openhouse, and that's where you can find out about all things open house this coming up
weekend. Okay, and that open house will be April 10th, 11th, and 12th. We've been visiting with Vincent Burke, Michael Pitcher, and Dean Dr. Patricia Witherspoon talking about the open house for our centennial. Come on down and enjoy 3 days of fun and experience something that you've never been experienced before. It's going to be like our version of Epcot Center, I guess. Thank you all very much for being with us here today. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.